With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. As the Custer-Gallatin National Forest finalizes a plan that will guide management decisions for the next 15 to 30 years, a coalition of conservation and outdoor user groups is making one last push for that plan to add additional protection to an area called Cowboy Heaven. Northeast of Ennis, a local outfitter leads several people on horseback up a steep, rocky trail. They pass through sagebrush country, which fades into forests speckled with snowberries and 300-year-old Douglas firs. John Gatchell, senior conservation advisor for the Montana Wilderness Association, slides off his saddle and stretches his legs.
In the old days, when the Flying D Ranch, a very old Montana ranch, when they sent cowboys out on assignments to take care of the herds, this was the place they most wanted. So to them, this was the best assignment.
This 25,000-acre area is known as Cowboy Heaven. It's a patchwork of federal and private land. Some of it is managed as recommended wilderness to limit the human footprint on the landscape. Generally speaking, that means no ATVs, mountain bikes, chainsaws, or new roads. Gatchell and more than a dozen conservation and outdoor user groups want the Custer-Gallatin National Forest to extend that designation to over 15,000 acres of Cowboy Heaven.
The question is one of preserving wildness in the face of some of the fastest growing areas in the United States, Gallatin County.
Gatchell says that section is the missing piece, the keystone in an arch that can connect islands of designated wilderness and grizzly bear habitat to keep a large swath of the Madison Range wild. But Custer-Gallatin's nearly finalized revised forest plan doesn't designate this section of Cowboy Heaven as recommended wilderness. Rather, it's a non-motorized backcountry area. Custer-Gallatin spokesperson Mariah Lucian Lonergan says backcountry designations are meant to preserve low development areas. For example, existing activities like mountain biking and cattle grazing would still be allowed, but
we're not going to put a lot more infrastructure or development into those areas. They're really going to keep their current footprint as is.
Next to the trail in Cowboy Heaven, Melissa Cronin with the Southwest Montana Mountain Bike Association says the Forest Service's mention of mountain biking came as a surprise.
Because it's kind of like going to get your car worked on and you expect them to tell you that you need to get your oil changed, but instead they say you need to get your brakes changed.
That's because multiple mountain biking groups want this area as recommended wilderness, even though it would limit their opportunity to recreate there. They're part of the Gallatin Forest Partnership, or GFP, which formed in 2016 to create a land management proposal for the Madison and Gallatin ranges, as the Forest Service started the process of revising its Custer-Gallatin plan. Emily Cleveland is the senior field director with the Montana Wilderness Association, which is also a member of the GFP.
There's other designations that the GFP is advocating for in other places that balance different values. For example, high-quality mountain biking or motorized recreation, things like that. But for places like Cowboy Heaven, we feel like recommended wilderness is the right designation.
But Mariah Lucian Lonergan with the Custer-Gallatin Forest says recommending wilderness is complicated. She says the forest supervisor decided the new forest plan would not recommend wilderness for areas with an administrative or rental cabin. Cowboy Heaven has an administrative cabin. Lucian Lonergan says the backcountry designation would also provide the agency more flexibility to manage the primitive road and grazing without the burden of upholding strict wilderness characteristics.
In either case, recommended wilderness or backcountry grazing could continue.
While the Gallatin Forest Partnership's proposal has gained widespread support from outdoor users and county commissioners, Lucian Lonergan says the Forest Service received comments from people who didn't want to lose mechanized use in the Cowboy Heaven area. She says Gallatin County commissioners also expressed hesitancy with endorsing the area as recommended wilderness. The Forest Service is currently digging into the partnership's and others' objections about the proposed plan to see what issues could be resolved and will meet with certain stakeholders during meetings this fall or early winter. The revised forest plan is expected to be implemented next spring. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.